La Toilette by Richard E. Miller depicts a woman in a green gown with a black shawl draped around her elbows. She wears an orange bead necklace that is intertwined with her fingers. Her face is somber as she gazes at her reflection in the mirror she is grasping. Her face seems to be looking downward, signifying her deep regret of a past time. In the background of the piece, there is a window, and through the window are rays of light feeding through the small gaps of the blinds. To me, the light seems to be representing the simple things that keep her going day by day. My first thought when looking at the painting was that it was symbolizing depression or sadness because of the bright colors being used in a dim way. This piece was painted during a major turning point for the United States of America. Women were just beginning the fight for their rights. The painting could have been a tribute to the delicacy of women, while also explaining the battle that they had to endure. The painter of this piece, Richard E. Miller, was born in St. Louis, Missouri in 1875 and lived 68 years until his death in St. Augustine, Florida in 1943. When he was about 23, he attended the Académie Julien in France. He also studied in Paris until moving back to America. La Toilette was then painted in 1910. There are so many ways to interpret this painting. One might say that the painting suggests hidden happiness. Another might think the piece represents guarded sadness. The happiness comes out of the colors and the items surrounding her. She is bright and cheerful, while also modest. The modesty is what keeps the painting dull, while her attitude is what adds the vibrant colors. The sadness in the painting could be found in the way her lips curve slightly downward, or the lugubrious look in the woman's eyes. The small specks of natural light that dispense into the room could be the small bits of hope that she has left. A painting that I found to be similar to this piece is Madame René Degas by Edgar Degas. The way that the bright colors can be used to create such a dull setting amazes me. I feel that the same idea is behind both paintings. They both seem to be such beautiful women at first, and as you look into it, you see the sadness that lies behind their eyes. There are so many different ways to interpret this piece, and that is why I found it so intriguing. This has been Anna Bile with another Bulldog Podcast.